We learned this year that democracy is for rookies. You know, maybe it's better the first time.
I'm running for office for the first time.
For the first time.
For the first time.
For the first time.
Because I believe that judges should be fair, impartial.
Personal experience, educational expertise, and the heart.
We need a fresh new voice in local government.
Crime and criminal justice reform.
We can debate, disagree, listen, learn, and compromise.
Those challenges also bring opportunity and risk.
We really need that diversity of thought.
Every single American deserves a shot at chasing their dreams.
We followed candidates running for office for the very first time all around the country. And our slate here on The Takeaway did pretty well.
November 3rd was a beautiful, sunshine-filled day for democracy here in Falls Church. I came in second with about 100 votes behind the current mayor who was up for re-election, which means I was elected to city council.
I'm happy to say I'm a newly elected member of the Jeffco School Board.
Unfortunately, I lost my election for Commonwealth Court in Pennsylvania.
And in my election, we won with 78% of the vote.
To be honest, it hasn't quite sunk in yet. It turned out to be a very contentious and divisive election.
I lost by 53% to 47% of the vote.
Now I get down to work. It's time for me to listen and learn.
My term begins on January 1st, so between now and then, I plan to continue sitting in on as many meetings as possible so I really hit the ground running come January.
What's next for me is starting my term.
So for me, I just go back to practicing law and doing what I love.
I hope I remain a student of our community and our kids' needs during the next 4 years.
Public service is both an honor and a privilege, and I look forward to representing Falls Church in the next 4 years.
And hopefully maybe try again in 2 years.
We're proud of you, Mom!
Paul Lally lost his Pennsylvania judge race, while Amanda Stevens won a seat on the Jefferson County, Colorado School Board. Letty Hardy won her race in Falls Church, Virginia. And Lorena Gonzalez in Seattle made history. She became the first Latina elected on Seattle's city council. Eric Caulfield looked good on paper, PhD from MIT and Phi Beta Kappa from Morehouse, a White House fellow, tireless campaigner for Louisiana State Senate District 4. He lost, though, got only 25% of the vote. But each vote taught him something about campaigning, and his challenger's success turned out to be a test of his beliefs and stamina. And Eric says he's ready for more.
I think one of the most important things about this experience is you really just have to follow what's in your heart. For something as intense and as long and enduring as a campaign, you really got to just be very clear about what you're doing and why you're doing it, just because it's a very, very involved process, and you just really got to believe in it. You got to love it.
The numbers are, 75% went to candidates other than you, and you got 25% of the vote, which must make you feel good. But do you feel in your gut that like 3/4 of the people who are your neighbors don't like you in some way?
No, I think the overwhelming sense was that in the end, there were lots of political kinds of relationships and personal relationships that pre-existed before the race. And I kind of knew that coming in. And the idea was that by being able to tell a good story, that we might be able to convince some of those folks to come our way. Almost everybody that I've talked to, and the response has been overwhelming in some sense, was that we ran a really, really good race and that we got our message out. We did it in a way which was positive, and already folks have been talking to me about what the next thing is going to be and really encouraging me to run for something else. And these are even people who may not have been necessarily with us this time, but people are very interested in what's coming next for me. So the only thing that we really lost and are not in a stronger position in was the race itself.
Who else is encouraging you? What about family, friends?
Oh, everybody has been just super supportive. Of course, my mom, I think, was probably the most disappointed in terms of the outcome. But, she raised me to fight for the things that I care about and to never give up. This is really just the first step in a much longer process for whatever I decide to run for next. And there will be a next race. When and what remains to be seen. But, this definitely isn't the end of my engagement in public service.
No. People are going to remember your name, Eric Caulfield. Now, you had to convince your mother, though, that the people who voted against you, they aren't enemies. They're just fellow citizens, right?
Yes. My mom has scrap. And so, when I was making the decision to run and just kind of weighing what it was going to be like, you kind of have to steel yourself for it because it's a pugilistic endeavor. And elections certainly can be very combative. It was interesting to me and reassuring in a lot of ways that a lot of my family and friends just took a lot of the things that the opposition was saying, they took it a lot harder than I did. And it was like, oh, I can't believe he said that. You have to respond. And I was like, well, you know, tactically, maybe we want to come back a different way, which says quite a bit about the people that are with you and how excited people were about the campaign and wanting to be supportive.
And also the toll that it takes on the people who love you. You know, that's something you have to calculate in when you decide to do this again.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we spoke a long time ago and you were considering taking this plunge, you really described this as once you go over that line, you've entered a whole different world and a whole different set of experiences.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. And I remember, you know, you asked one question about if this was the hardest thing that I'd ever done. And at the time, you know, I think I said, no, it wasn't. But what I can say definitively is this is the hardest thing that I've ever done in my life. You learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about the people around you. You learn about a lot about the community, quite frankly. In some sense, there is nothing that's quite like a campaign. Just the pace of it, both physical, mental, emotional, is unlike anything you've ever done until you've actually done this thing. You know, in theory, you can shadow box it out in your mind and you have an idea of what it is. And even if you've worked on campaigns, I'm told by folks who've done a lot of campaigns, until you're the candidate, it's a very different experience. And so I'm really grateful in some sense to have had a chance to go through it. And even just watching political debates on television, you experience that even in a different way, just because you've been through it. You've been on the stage. You've been in the debates. You've been in the forums. You've had to answer the questions. It really gives you a chance to look at the world through a different lens. And so, you know, it's been a really positive experience in that way.
Eric Caulfield, he sounds like a winner, but he actually lost the Louisiana State Senate District 4 race with 25% of the vote. But as you can hear, anxious for another challenge. Eric Caulfield, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, John. It's good to talk to you as always.
Eric Caulfield, history has its eyes on you. So you're thinking about that sexting ring at the Colorado High School we talked about earlier this hour? How do you talk to your children about sexting and pornography on their phones? Do you monitor their phone use?
Holly in Portland, Oregon. We do monitor our 12-year-old daughter's phone, texting, and emails. Our conversations have been open, and our rule is to have continued access with her knowledge ongoing. It's been a process.
Amherst, Massachusetts. My 11-year-old is in 6th grade and has his own iPod, but I would never let him have a phone, at least not anytime soon. Good luck with that, Amherst. 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number. Tell us a story. Much more at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.